Thank you. Okay, here's where the questions diverge from what we ask the other candidates. 60 seconds. Why do we have a state school board? Is it better to have an elected board instead of an appointed board or just a state superintendent? We'll start with Mrs. Leakin and keep passing the mic left.
So we currently have a state school board because it's in the Utah State Constitution and it's spelled out there. I think it's better to have an elected board as opposed to a state appointed one by the governor. It brings diversity and it allows for representation. If it's strictly appointed, that person is really only accountable to one person, the governor. As an elected position, we're responsible to the voters.
Yes, it is written in our state constitution. We have a state school board because it's responsible for the oversight of education in the state. It's also responsible for the disbursement of $4 billion. I think the question was, is it better to have an elected board or an appointed superintendent? I'm not sure if I heard that. Exactly.
Elected board, appointed board, or just a superintendent.
Appointed board or just a superintendent. I prefer an elected board, and I think it gives people a little more say in that. I know there's some disagreement. I talked with someone in Wisconsin who has just one elected superintendent and no board at all. And she said that's a little more efficient, but people don't have as much say in what's going on in education. And also, that's used as a stepping stone politically because their superintendent now is running for governor, so it's hard to keep some consistency there. That's a big debate right now that's you're going to see coming up this next year between do we have a board, do we not have a board, and how do we move forward in that way.
I appreciate these ladies' responses. I agree that that we have a state school board for the purpose of allocating funds as far as dispersing funds is the proper term, and because it's in the Utah Constitution, we have one of the largest, well, the largest probably population per capita of children to adults. We're not surprised at that in our state. It's 50% of our state budget goes to education. And there is a lot of detail. I believe strongly in the collaborative process, especially when outcomes are more than data, they're children. And the people who are working are more than machines, they're teachers. And there's a heart and soul to the education system. And that, in my view, is why we have a Board of Education. It's a collaborative place where everyone has a voice, and we can work together, hopefully, to disperse those funds in an appropriate manner.
I think it's important to have an elected board because you don't want one person having too much power. I've experienced myself from being an educator then to being a parent, and when I felt something was wrong from a parent's perspective, I was kind of shocked at how much I felt like people didn't listen to me. And so I think an elected board is important because it helps to balance those powers out so that everybody's listened to. Also, one thing that's great is we have appointed committees. You know, I'm not knowledgeable on every single thing, but that we have appointed committees of people who kind of advise us that can help us make those decisions. And so I think the way it is right now is a good place because there's a balance of making sure that we have people who are there, who are educated, who know, but also people who represent the different constituents. And so I think the elected board is probably the best way to go.
Quick follow-up, 30 seconds or less. We'll stay in the same order. Do you support or oppose making the state school board a partisan election? Yes or no, and why? And we'll start with Ms. Lincoln.
So if it's a partisan election, there would be a lot more people in the room. The research would be greater, and people would be more vested. That's the drawback of a nonpartisan. If you have a partisan election, you usually will narrow it down to just one of us, the primary. And that's the drawback of a partisan election. And the yin and yang in me goes back and forth because there's negative to both.
You know, I've been involved in partisan elections. I've been involved in politics and precincts and caucuses. But 40% of our voters are unaffiliated. And I just, when it comes to a school board, I just really struggle with moving to a partisan election when 40% of our parents and our voters are unaffiliated voters.
I believe that the nonpartisan election is the appropriate way to handle this specific election. I love the caucus system. I love the districts. I love all of that. But this is really acts as a judicial body. And if you notice, the judicial elections are nonpartisan as well. You don't see judges being reelected under an elephant or a donkey, right? It's not. That's not how it works. That's not part of the balance. That balance of power exists primarily in the executive and legislative branches. And when you're looking at those that are doing more of a judicial job, it's appropriate that we not be aligned with party.
To be quite honest, I don't really care. I think people, when you run, you have to run on what you stand for. And even when we have bipartisan, that line goes all up and down a spectrum. I could align myself with one thing, but it's not the same in every aspect. I will say, after listening to caucuses, I'm kind of glad that we're not in that. But yeah, that's how I feel about it.